Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, actually, we're about an hour and 45 minutes away from the actual tip-off of the NBA season,
yep.
The Thunder and the Rockets. So we'll have that on here at Splash also as we're getting ready for Warriors-Lakers later on tonight. We'll get to see Kevin Durant, first look in a Rocket uniform going against the champs. And, I mean, that really brings to mind what the Warriors here have in front of them. The West is loaded. There's no way around that. The journey that each of these teams will take, the injuries, the bumps, the bruises, the good play, the bad play, it's all about to unfold. But I'll just say this real quick, and it'll lead to a bigger conversation. I keep hearing people look at the West and go, well, can't beat that team, and you can't beat that team, and you can't beat that team. Okay, Rockets, okay, Thunder, okay, Nuggets, and here come the Timberwolves, and what about Dallas and all of this stuff? And sometimes I wonder, I go, you know, if you weren't a fan of the Warriors and you lived in a different city, you would look at the Warriors and go, yeah, they've got superstars too. I don't know why sometimes you look at the West and you go, oh, Dallas has a bunch of big names. Jimmy Butler is here for a full year. Jimmy Butler plays here alongside the Chef. Like, I'm not telling you that the Warriors are the favorites in the West, but, man, there's a lot of good teams. And we'll see how this shakes out. And the Warriors are absolutely one of them. And I don't think they're afraid of anybody this year.
No, they're in the mix. And if you wanted to match up big threes versus big threes or starting five against starting five, however you want to divide it up, the Warriors are definitely in the conversation. And I think tonight's opponent is a great example of that because they don't have LeBron James. And they won't for a couple weeks, two, three, four, who knows how long. But they've got Luka Doncic and they've got a lot of great supporting players. But you're right, Mark, about when you look at the Western Conference, if you want to look at who has no chance, quote unquote, you might get to two teams, maybe three. I mean, three I think might even be a stretch as far as like Sacramento. I do think is going to be hilariously fun to watch because there's going to be times where they put up a buck 43 and times where they hate each other.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So I do think that the Western Conference, to your point, is very tough and it's very deep. It's not necessarily top heavy. I don't know if Oklahoma City can do again in the regular year what they did last year, but there are three or four or five or six or whatever many good teams that are going to be tough to beat. And I threw it out on our show thread. What do you think about the Warriors? Will they be, at the end of the regular year, seeded 1-4, 5-8, 9th or 10th, or out of the entire play-in bracket?
And how would you answer it?
I would answer the same way you did, 5-8. Our very own Mark Grandy was like, pom-pom city, 1st through 4th.
Yeah.
1st through 4th. Go Warriors.
He's very excited.
He's
about
super excited.
And I actually
And
would,
I love that.
But I would throw this out
he
to
fans.
He
was born an hour and a half ago.
Well, people don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of Mark Grandy. He gets to do a lot of the work around the games,
yep.
But he doesn't have 4 hours a day like we do to really let everybody know exactly who he is. And I think if you take his prediction to heart, it should make you feel good because Grandy, you could stop me if I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're right.
I think Grandy looks at sports through a very analytical and X's and O's kind of a way, not necessarily the emotional way that many other fans look at it. And there's no right or wrong answer to that. But I think what Grandy sees is a lot of answers to basketball-related questions that the Warriors franchise has faced the last 2 years. I don't know who's going to get hurt. I don't know who's going to overperform or underperform. But right now, all is on paper, and he sees a lot of answers to basketball questions. That's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
That's a good thing.
And he's a realist, and I don't want to speak for him, but he's a young person, and most young people would be much more emotional, but he's much more analytical as a guy who hasn't even had his 30th birthday yet. So the fact that he has him as a top four seed, and I made fun of him with the pom-pom thing. I thought it was a funny bit. Apparently no one else did.
Yeah. But, no, I liked it.
I mean, but yeah. Grandy, you're very analytical, and I love it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so really quick. The Warriors last year, when Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler played in games together, they were 27-8. 27-8 when those two play. And then what happens in the offseason, you lose Kevon Looney. That's a big loss, no lie. But you get Al Horford. You get D'Anthony Melton back. He's probably not going to miss that much time. You get Seth Curry back. You bring GP2 back. I think not going to expect them to play at a 27-8 clip all season long, but that's clearly a good baseline, and they definitely got better in the offseason.
There's no question. It is a deeper team. They've got, as I put it, they've got answers to more basketball questions, but now the actual journey unfolds, and so we redo all of the how's your health, what's the fit. Like, I will say this when comparing right now to last year. Remember last year? I think we do such a bad job of remembering things. It gets hard. Through the years, the world just starts to blend all together. But last year at this time, do you remember what Steve Kerr was doing? Like, people, if you're just joining, there is a report that Steve is leaning towards starting Jonathan Kuminga tonight. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Do you remember what was happening at this time last year? Steve was basically putting a blindfold on and hucking five names onto the floor and playing everybody.
Yep.
It was a 12-man rotation, and they spent the first few weeks of the season going, we're just totally checking stuff out. Like, the Warriors would enter a basketball game the way a couple walks into a house when they're shopping for a new home. Just check it out. Does this room, what's it smell like in here? Total exploration. That's not the case this year. There might be a couple things. If Jonathan starts tonight, let's see how that three-man rotation, Draymond, Jimmy, Jonathan, can they play together? That's been such a discussion point. Okay, but that's just tonight. And I think the exploration mode is much smaller and much quicker this year. Again, they know more about who they are at the beginning of this season than they did last year.
They do, but I also think that you're going to see a little bit of that same exploration early on. Now, I'm looking at the opener last year, and they beat Portland 140-104.
Yep.
They played 14 players. Now, they played 14 only because it was a blowout.
Sure.
And if you look at it, Lindy Waters the third, Guy Santos, they played 5 minutes each, and that was total garbage time. But if you look at the other players who were in the rotation, Kyle Anderson, he's not here. Kevon Looney, Kevon got hurt, and you hate to see it.
Yep.
He's got a badly sprained knee, and he's going to miss time with New Orleans. But you've got, you know, D'Anthony Melton, who played well early, and then he was gone. Trayce Jackson-Davis actually started with Kuminga in that opener. So
crazy.
As you look at the way things evolved early, I do think that it's going to be a little similar. Like, tonight, I would bet if it's a close game, Steve Kerr's probably going to play 10, if not 11 guys as you
10.
Try to figure out, like, who you really want to have in the rotation.
Yeah, let's have fun with that for a second. If it, 10 names, who do you obviously, Steph, Dre, Jimmy, Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski, Al Horford's going to play.
And Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield.
That's a quick seven.
All right, who else?
You're probably going
to... Who else gets minutes tonight?
I think you're going to play GP2.
Okay.
He'll get minutes, especially considering the team you're going to face.
Moody is out.
Right. I do think you're going to see a little bit of Guy. And I was thinking about this on the drive in today, listening to Steiny and Goo. I see Quentin Post as kind of a backup catcher. Like
a backup catcher.
Especially when you look at the season that's coming up, and you've got in the first nine games, the Warriors have three back-to-backs. in the first nine.
Yeah.
And I don't believe Al Horford's going to play in back-to-backs. I thought that was the word that I heard from Steve Kerr.
I've heard that. I don't know that that's been confirmed. We should ask him that tomorrow.
We will.
Well, let's get a confirmation sensation.
That's a buck, right. And I'd be happy to take that buck because I'm curious about that. But what I was thinking is,
cha-ching!
For me, Quentin Post is kind of like the Kisner, I can't remember his first name.
Oh, yeah,
for the Giants.
It doesn't matter.
Brent Kisner, yeah, whatever. I don't even
Nick,
know what it was.
Andrew.
Chad.
Thank you, Andrew Kisner. And the N was silent. But I do think that Quentin Post is going to play more in those spots where Al is out. But I do like Quentin Post as a, you know, 6 to 9 minute a night guy to come in and step in and shoot a three.
I think that's your 10. I think that's your 10. I know you'd love to see Will Richard
and
play.
And we will. We will.
We'll see. Trace Jackson Davis, don't know. Pat Spencer, probably not. I think so that it's more condensed than it was last year for sure. And part of that is also Moses Moody being out. And so Jonathan may or may not. Sounds like he's going to get the start. We'll see how long they stick with that, what it looks like, and all of that. But here's the thing that I kind of want to get to, because while I'll buy what all of us are saying, to start this year, on paper, this team is better than last year. It also was a very, what I would call, a unique offseason. Not a bad one. I don't know if it was a good one either, but it was a unique one because it basically lasted the whole offseason without being an offseason. The Warriors, because of circumstances we all understand, essentially from a news standpoint, gave their fans nothing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing happened. It was the huge waiting game. And then suddenly you get to the end and it's Kuminga, Al Horford, Seth Curry, November 11th. All of the little things that suddenly happened with this basketball team happened 3 days before training camp opened, and then here we go. And so normally when a fan base, when you have an entertainment product and you're going to come back for a new season, you want to have offered your fans the big new thing. It's kind of like that menu item that you just talked about.
Oh, delicious.
Splash has come back for a new season. We have new menu items. Yes, the Warriors have them. We barely got a chance to even really massage it before the season was here. So did the offseason feel good to you? Did it feel like, as a fan, you have been offered the opportunity to get fully excited about what's about to unfold?
Yeah, I think a little bit excited. And I think if you look at it the way you laid it out, like this year versus last year you had slow-mo Kyle Anderson and you had Dennis Schroeder for a time. I do think that the fact that one of the guys you added is named Curry, and I know he's been waived, but he'll be back. And you've got Al Horford, who actually seems like he fits really, really well. Yep. And D'Anthony Melton's back. And Melton, in a short sample size last year, was awesome. So you could could look at it and go, yeah, you're a little bit better. And the word you used is the D word that I like. You are deeper. You're deeper and better deeper. And all your other young guys, they should be at least a step better. Gee, Pods, Kuminga, Quentin, whatever. So I do look at this year and think, it's a little bit more sustainable, even though you're a little bit older.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.